afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Melody Cedarstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. My co-host today is Pastor Butch Paul, bringing you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. It is Thursday, November 15th, 2018. Well, hello, Butch.
Hello, Melody. Do you realize we're halfway through November?
Oh, I know. It is really incredible, isn't it?
It is. And next week is Thanksgiving. That's my favorite holiday of the year because it's the only Christian holiday we have, true Christian holiday, and I love it. And I can't believe it's time for that already. I'm not really ready for it. It's come up on so fast that I haven't been able to, you know, understand how it got here this quickly. But here it is. So here we go. End of year is almost here. Brand new year coming up, and it should be a very, very interesting year, to say the least.
I think so, too. And I think for this month of December, I think it feels like it's going to be quiet. But then on the other hand, we don't know what to expect. And I think that's how I think 2019 is going to open with I don't want to say a bang, but it's going to open. Don't want to get in trouble for that. But gold today, let's go ahead and get to the gold prices. Talk about something that I know. Gold is up $3.10 today at $1,214.60. Silver is up 15 cents at $14.39. Platinum is up 8 at $846. And palladium, big day in palladium, almost 2.75% to the upside, $29 at $1,156. The USDX today was down by 0.03 at 96.98. Crude oil was up 26 cents at 56.51. Paper markets today were up triple digits most of the day. 209 points for the Dow, 25,289. The NASDAQ was up 122 at 72.59. The S&P was up 28 at 2,730. 10-year yield 3.12. And overseas, Asia, quiet. And Bitcoin is still down almost 1% for the day. And I came across this article just late yesterday afternoon, and I recorded a program with James Corbett that will air on Friday. And I'm not sure if he's going to write about this and I don't know why this isn't giving me my full story. Dag nabbit. Figures alive. You know, I had the whole story, and now it's not giving me the whole story. But this was a Wall Street Journal and article, and it was about the stock market supercomputer that was supposed to launch today. And what it is to it was a data warehouse that was created to track all U.S. stock and options orders, and it was supposed to launch today with less functionality than previously anticipated, including limits on how many users can search it, according to people familiar with the matter. The SEC had ordered this creation of the consolidated audit trail in 2012 after the regulators found that they didn't have enough information to explain a sudden market decline known as the flash crash. That the first one occurred in 2010. So they decided to do this supercomputer to track all transactions. You can't tell me that it's by coincidence that it's being launched today with very little fanfare. And we'll have to follow this story. Corbett said he might write about it because he hadn't heard about this either. And so we'll see if we can't. But again, every single transaction, they understand that these computers, these algorithms, and these, you know, we see these big up days. Well, you know what? These big down days, and that's what they're trying to prevent. So, again, is this just more market manipulation to keep these markets from tanking when they should be? And, again, it just goes to show you just how fragile this whole system is.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And, I mean, anybody's got a straight pin, it's all over with.
Yes, Yes. And so this has been working on. I'll see if I can't get the rest of this information. Maybe we'll share it tomorrow in the first 20 minutes of the program. But it shows how many millions of dollars have been spent, the company that's doing this. And it was quite a little bit of an interesting read. But I also came up saw another article. This is also from the Wall Street Journal, and believe it or not, I have the whole article on this one. The Internal Revenue Service says last year's big tax cut is about to start shrinking. The Internal Revenue Service today announced the tax code's perimeters for 2019, implementing a new method for making inflation adjustments that will result in higher tax payments and government revenue over time. The shift is going to cost Americans about $133 billion over a decade, probably be more than that because they're never right with the right numbers. You know, when they first come out, you know they're always higher. So it's going to cost Americans over $133 billion. And the tax law that was enacted last year lowered the tax rates and reduced these tax burdens for most households in 2018. And it also required the IRS to switch to a different, slower-moving measure of inflation to adjust a variety of tax code features for these rising prices. So over a period of time, you know, tax cuts for you and I, and then, you know, is not just going to be as nice as it was for this year.
Well,
so.
Well how did they work that? I mean, what did they do to manipulate that way? Explain that to me.
Well, what they did is that, well, we all know that they adjusted the equations in order to come to these.
They said they were higher inflation. The inflation was higher.
Yeah, they changed the adjustment, the inflation adjustments.
So the inflation is higher than they first said. So what is it then? What is the inflation rate then?
Well,
if it's not 2%, what is it?
Well, it's not 2%. John Williams of Shadow Stat said it's 10%.
Oh, absolutely. So what they've done is to get their money back, they have uncovered one of their own lies and said inflation is higher than what you're being told it is, so they recoup some money. Is that more down to that part?
Well,
I mean, it's a game of figures, and they were trying to tell us inflation was 2% or whatever, but the IRS has said, no, it's actually 5%, so you're going to lose more money.
Yeah.
So I mean, that's what it boils down to.
Yeah. What it boils down to is Americans are going to pay more taxes, and it's going to be a hit on the economy. And they can't pay the bills as it is. They have record revenues from the taxpayers, and there's still deficits. So, again, it just goes to show you, ladies and gentlemen, we're not going to be able to grow ourselves out of the economy. It doesn't have anything to do with the tariffs and the, you know, jobs being created. It has nothing to do with that. It has everything to do with our debt is too big to be repaid, period.
Amen. And they can milk us every dime we ever had, and we'll never get it paid. We'll never get it paid.
We'll never get it paid. They will default on it. They will. We just don't know when. There will be adjustments to your money, to your bank accounts.
What they've done is take back the tax cuts we supposed to got last year. They actually took them back.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
You know. So, okay. You know, so over, you know, these tax cuts for individuals was good for, you know, for 8 years. So, you know, I mean, by the time our 8 years is over, you know, or I think this said by 2025, 9% of taxpayers is going to pay more than they would have under the previous tax law. So the previous tax law, we're still going to be paying more than what. Well, so, again, taxes don't go away.
No, they don't
go away. They can't reduce your taxes. They're going to get you one way or another.
So this boils down to the fact that Trump's so-called tax cuts are basically null and void now. And I have to believe that perhaps he knew something about that. Maybe I'm not saying he did, but this seems kind of strange. IRS says, we made a mistake here. And I hadn't heard a word about it from Trump's administration. But to tie that together with what's going on now with the caravan in Mexico coming across, 22 buses just brought 900 more migrants to the border. First off, How are these poor homeless people who are fleeing poverty and persecution afford the buses? Just a question, just an idea. You know, I mean, what's going on?
The Mexican government has given it to them.
Absolutely, and George Soros, yeah. You know, is part of that too. But that's what I'm saying. There's a reason behind this. This is not a caravan of immigrants. It's a caravan of an invasion being funded by the Mexican government. But beyond that, they're coming across the wall and they're not being stopped. Now, I'm telling this the truth. You can find in the San Diego area, they're coming across the wall, the fence, and no one's there to stop them. Now, right before the election, Trump said, I'll put the military down there. I'm going to stop these guys on the border. I don't care what it takes. They're not coming in. Now they're coming in. And where's Trump? Where's the military? What happened? I thought we were going to see a big stand here and we're going to stop this mess. All of a sudden, Trump dropped the whole ball of wax and left it standing. And now they're coming in and literally coming in. And they're not even being touched hardly. I mean, a few of them being sent back out. But overall, nothing. What happened, Mel D? Was that all just hot air being blown for the election purposes? And I believe that's what it was. Just blowing hot air. Trump had no intention of getting the military involved. But here we are, right back. And he hasn't said anything since election about the caravan, has he?
No, but you know what, listening to these, it's funny though, listening to these bleeding heart liberals on there, you know, the troops that were sent, I was heard that a lot of them are being stationed in Tucson. Tucson
Why
is
Tucson?
Close.
Why Tucson?
That's just, they a lot of them were taken to Tucson. That's what I read. I don't know if it's true. I don't know if that was fake news. I didn't follow up. I have no way of knowing if that's exactly, but that's where it was reported, that they were going to Tucson. But the, you know, you hear from the bleeding heart liberals that, you know, you get the story that, oh, these troops aren't going to be home for Thanksgiving and so forth and whatnot. And that really has nothing to do with
bull
the ladies
crap. I wasn't home for Thanksgiving and Christmas for 4 years. Don't give me this crap.
I know. But that's what they're doing. And it's like, are you kidding me? But that's all you hear.
If Trump meant what he said, right now, he should be raising hell over this.
Well,
he should be really upset.
What we do know is the president doesn't have as much power as what we think.
Well, of course not. But according to him, he's going to put a stop to this. And this was on a news broadcast by a guy named Chris Plante. Ever heard of him? Plante.
I don't think I have.
These immigrants, and this is on video. You can watch it. Are coming across coughing their heads off. I mean, they're coughing and coughing and coughing. I wonder if they're diseased.
I don't know if they are. You can go to Walmart and you can see everybody coughing and coughing and coughing. So, I mean, I think that's taken a little bit out of context.
Well,
it may be,
but that still bothers me, the fact, you know, that still bothers me that they could be. They could be.
Heck, we flew people over that had Ebola, you know. During the Obama administration. But what I do believe, over 20 and 30 years, perhaps because they're not vaccinated and so forth as we have, and I'm not saying vaccinations are, you know, the best thing for little babies and so forth, but you'd have to, somewhere along the line, we did eradicate a lot of these diseases, whatever you might want to call it from, and, you know, the bad effects from them and so forth. You know, I get all that, and I think over a long period of time, but, you know, perhaps.
Yeah, I just don't trust them. I don't trust this at all. When they're being forced in, when they're being forced across, don't tell me the Mexico government really gives a crap whether somebody's starving to death or not.
I'm not supporting.
You know, I just don't believe that. I believe this is being forced in for a reason.
I'm not supporting the caravan coming
right
into the United States. I'm not supporting that at all. And there is a process. They need to go through the process. They need to be vetted. And, you know, heck, if you take a cruise, they ask you if you have a temperature and a fever and so forth. And if you have a sore throat, you're not supposed to take the cruise. Well, I'm sure people do anyway. But at least they're asked. And do we quarantine people coming into this country like we do animals and so forth, and our vegetables and stuff? I don't know the answer. The answer is there's a right way to do things, and that's what needs to be enforced.
I agree. Right. I just don't trust either side, Mexican side or our side. That's sad, isn't it? But I don't. I mean, politicians are not to be trusted beyond good morning, then question that, look outside first.
I mean, there's a right way and a wrong way. And we're only asking that things be done the right way.
I agree. And a different topic, but I think this is important in a different way. You remember Fukushima?
Yes.
And what happened over there? Mm-hmm. Well, Japan announces new plan to drain radioactive Fukushima water directly into the Pacific Ocean. Government authorities in Japan have announced new plans to start dumping highly radioactive wastewater from the failed Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power facility directly into the Pacific Ocean. Though the amount of radiation in the water far exceeds legally permitted levels, according to the plant's operating documents reviewed by the UK Telegraph, there's apparently no other place to put it at the site, which is on the verge of seeing its storage capacity completely maxed out. Reports indicate that approximately 1.9 million tons of contaminated water currently being stored in 900 tanks of Fukushima will soon be drained in the Pacific in order to make more space for new water, a move that's sparking outrage among local residents and a number of environmental organizations that worry about what the vast contamination would do to the world's largest body of water. Well, I hate to break their hearts. But this has been leaked into the Pacific ever since this happened, folks. And this is documented. Check it out. The Pacific Ocean is almost a wasteland. Fish, everything's been killed. Now, the Tokyo Electric Power Company said the water was well below the radioactive levels that they need to be. But then they say right up in this paragraph I just read to you that they far exceed that. Somebody's lying here. And this is dangerous, Melody. I mean, this radioactive water has been poured into the Pacific now. What was it? Was that 2013? Believe it was when that happened.
Yeah, it was. Yes.
Yeah, over 5 years ago, they've been dumping radioactive water in the Pacific all that time. Now, this does cross the ocean. It's coming. The winds are coming our way. They're already finding highly radioactive air on the West Coast, and it's spraying cross country. Now, that is a fact. This is not made up, folks. The winds push it this way. America is being polluted with radioactive activity, and now they're going to openly dump 1.9 million tons of more water into the Pacific and then refill the tanks with the same kind of water and then do it again. So, there you go. Interesting.
Where's Greenpeace and all the environmentalists, you know?
Yeah, well, they said some groups are upset, but why aren't they picketing like they do when somebody's out there trying to fish or something? I mean, the Pacific Ocean, you check this out for yourself. No, don't take my word for it. Go online and check this out. The Pacific Ocean is dying. Even the birds and the things along the Pacific coast are about all gone. And this was no joke. This was on the news the other day. 40% of the wildlife, birds and insects, are disappearing in this country right now. 40%.
Yeah, I mean, it is really incredible. And, you know, with all the sprays and everything else, you know, it's, you know, our kids and grandkids don't have a chance. 1-800-375-4188. Give them a chance financially. Gold and Sober. We'll be right back.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Gentlemen, you're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. It's 1-800-375-4188. Just when you don't think the news can get any more bizarre than it already is. Did you know that the Pentagon was audited? Yeah.
Oh, really? Really?
And would you believe the Pentagon failed? They failed.
Oh, you're kidding me. The Pentagon.
No, the Pentagon failed.
That place of virtuous integrity.
Failed what is being called its first ever comprehensive audit. This was released today, and they found that the U.S. Defense Department accounting discrepancies that could take years to resolve. The results of the inspection conducted by some 1,200 auditors and examining financial accounting on a wide range of spending, including weapon systems, military personnel, and property, were expected to be completed later in the day. Deputy Secretary of Defense Patrick Shanahan told reporters, "We failed the audit, but we never expected to pass it. Heck no. You know, we got the people's money. We don't have to." It was an audit on a $2.7 trillion organization. So the fact that we did not audit, the fact that we did the audit is substantial, Shanahan added. The U.S. defense budget for the 2018 fiscal year was about $700 billion. The Pentagon is a huge agency. It's got the multiple agencies and so forth. Shanahan said areas the Pentagon must improve upon based on the audit results include compliance with cybersecurity policies and improving inventory accuracies. I mean, you've got to be kidding me. It was unclear, but this isn't surprising at all. It was unclear.
Well, I want to share them with you. I think you find it interesting. This has been a long time ago. I just hit just a young fellow in the military, in the Air Force. And one of the warehouses, I went in to get some supplies for one day, and the couple of guys were talking, and they had excess of something. I don't know what it was. I don't remember. And they had to dump it in order to get funds in to buy more for next year.
Sure.
If they kept it, their funds would be cut. So they had to dump it. I don't know what it was. It was money. I mean, something worth something, but they had to just give it away or throw it in the trash in order to get the money back next year.
Mm-hmm.
And a school bus garage you sell to here in the state, in Fayette County, West Virginia, that had to do the same thing. They had to spend their budget or they lose it next year.
Well, you know, we talk about, everyone's heard about the $21 trillion that have gone missing and so forth and whatnot. Well, you know what? You know, this is part of it and so forth. But there was a 1990 federal law mandated that U.S. government agencies be audited. But the Pentagon had not faced a comprehensive audit until this one was launched in December. And, you know, this Shanahan, he said some of the compliance issues are irritating to me. Excuse me? They're irritating to you? The point of the audit
I will get my checkbook. I want to balance my budget if it's irritating to him or not.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, the arrogance.
Arrogance, yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
I know. To clarify, the audit is not a pass-fail process. We did not receive an adverse finding, the lowest possible category in any area. Please. We did receive findings of disclaimer in multiple areas. Clearly, more work lies ahead of us. They should be tearing that place apart. And, I mean, it truly is just amazing. But, hey, they don't audit anything, anybody. They don't audit the Fed. And so when we think that we're only $22 trillion in debt, ladies and gentlemen, I'll guarantee it is probably double. And you can say,
least,
you know, it's hiding, it's gone missing or whatever. I personally, they know exactly where it's at. They know exactly where it is. And
is what it is.
It is what it is. It's just pure insanity.
They don't care because it's not their money.
It's not their money.
That's right. They ain't got to do a thing to earn it. And they're getting paid well. They're getting paid big bucks to do this. You know that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. 700 billion bucks a year. And all you hear on the news program is, oh, we got to improve. We got to do this. Well, you know what? Why don't you balance your books first and then, you know, then we can see what we can do for you. But you had mentioned something about they had to destroy product in order so they could rebuy.
Right.
I had friends who worked in the agriculture department. This is many, many years ago. And the ships that would carry grain, if they ran into a storm or something like that, that was cheaper to dump the grain, perfectly good grain, and collect funds from the insurance companies and so forth, than it was to salvage the grain. And they would dump all this grain and stuff just into the ocean. And nothing wrong with it. I mean, they couldn't, and it was, she was telling me that, and she processed that, and she said she just, you know, every time she work on this stuff, and it's just amazing what we don't know that goes on.
Absolutely.
Well, restaurants,
I know people work in restaurants, the good food that they can give the people that are hungry must be triced every night. They cannot even take it home with them. They got to throw it in the trash. Good food.
Yeah.
That's just insane. It's a law. And I believe it's in Texas, a group would come together to feed the homeless in a park. And these are private citizens, cooked up everything they needed to feed the homeless, hamburgers, hot dogs, different things. And the city came in and poured bleach on the food so they couldn't feed them. True story.
Good grief.
True story. Because they didn't ask permission. And it's private. A private individual is not supposed to have to ask permission. A church, whatever, it has to. These are private individuals. They come in and destroyed the food so they couldn't feed the homeless.
I shared a story on this program many times where I watched a program and the whole idea was they had to create this, you know, 5-star Michelin dinner out of scraps, out of wasted food. And these people went around to, you know, farms. They went to this one farm, I think it was in New York or someplace. He says, you know, it was like 40% of their crop is just thrown away.
Yes.
40, you know, just thrown away, wasted.
And a lot of times the farmers are paid to do that. You know that too.
Yeah, I know that too. But the grocery stores won't take a little tomato, and they won't give it to you know, these charitable places that feed the homeless and so forth. They just had a dump pile. Waste. Rubbish.
If Americans were allowed to use their what they throw away every day to feed the hungry, there wouldn't be no hunger in America.
They also went to restaurants. And like you said, they went through the trash barrels. And, you know, they asked all the food because they have these expiration dates on them. Had to be thrown away.
Yeah.
That's perfectly fine food. We've been conditioned to believe that if it has an expiration date on it, given to the by the company so that you can go out and buy it again, that once that expiration date comes, it's no good. How about tasting it? Or smelling it? That's a good sign to let you know.
Not that smart.
Good grief.
I mean, it's frustrating because people literally are going hungry, and I know that. That'd be true. I know good people who right now could use some food. I mean, I know them personally. Matter of fact, one of them sometimes works with me once in a while. And they can actually use some food. They're struggling. And, you know, I see all this waste going on. It makes me angry that this could be brought and given to somebody that's working as hard as they can, but still not quite making it. And that makes me angry. It really does. But what can one person do about it? The masses, I really don't care, or they'd be saying something. You listen to radio, Mel. You listen to mainline radio and TV. You don't hear this mentioned anywhere, do you?
No, you don't.
You don't. People like you and I on little tiny radio shows, you know, talk about it. But the masses never hear that. And frankly, most of them heard they wouldn't care anyway. But you don't hear that on mainline TV when they have ABC News on telling you all these lies or whatever. You don't hear that.
No, they're too busy going after Trump.
Oh, yeah, they are. They truly are. And another topic here, too, you've heard about global warming now for how many years?
Mm-hmm.
The oceans are getting, you know, they're starting to get warmer. And they found out, by the way, that's a lie. They found out they miscalculated the numbers. They messed up on that. It's not getting warmer. San Antonio, though, just shattered a 102-year-old record for cold temperature. Houston had their earliest snowfall ever. So global warming is not down there yet. And natural gas prices are the highest they've been in years because of a cold spell that's set on across the country. What's going on here? If global warming is here, why is the price of natural gas going up and not coming down? And why is Texas under the coldest history, coldest air in its history? Strange, isn't it?
It is. And natural gas, I mean, that's being played by, you know, the government and the oil industry and so forth. You know, they can blame the colder air, but I do believe there's things a little bit deeper for those raising of those gas prices.
I totally agree. I mean, it's all set for a purpose, and oil prices are dropping. I know our gas prices finally dropped a little bit here, but these prices are manipulated to make somebody rich. You know that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, and in fact, someone told me just recently that the gas bill, they have both gas and electric, that their gas bill is actually higher than their electric bill.
And electricity doubled over the last 2-3 years.
Yes.
Seriously, it did here.
Yeah.
It did here.
So, gas is not the savings, but that's what they've conditioned us to believe. You know, they bring it in all these communities now, and people think they get gas thinking that it's, you know, going to save them money.
It doesn't.
And maybe, and it doesn't.
That's why heating my house with wood and coal.
They wouldn't be putting it in all your homes if it was going to save you money.
That's exactly right. And if it did save money, everybody got it, they'd raise the prices.
Absolutely.
But, you know, I heat my house with a wooden coal furnace. It keeps my house very warm. I got fire in right now, and it's 88 degrees here in my office, and the wind is open. That's how warm this keeps my home. And I get the wood off my own property. It costs me some labor and gasoline. And I get coal, $80 a ton, and 2 tons will do me 2 years. So I heat my house basically on nothing. A little bit of sweat equity and a ton of coal. I cannot afford propane. And I certainly can't afford electricity. Electric heat freezes me to death anyway. But the wooden coal furnace, in the coldest nights, it could be 20 below zero, my house stays warm. And I thank God for that. And like I said, maybe one day I'll get told to do this. I don't know. But as long as I'm old enough, able to do it, I want to do this. So I heat my house, basically, we'll say $500 a year max. That's not bad, is it?
No, it is not bad. And when you get too old, you got sons to do it. So,
well, my sons are carried everywhere. But you know, back to more money being spent. And you just mentioned here the Pentagon, the Air Force has spent $326,785 since 2016 to keep replacing special coffee mugs. Now pay attention to that. That can reheat fluids on planes in flight. The mugs, which cost $1,208 each, break easily when dropped. Wow. Did you hear that? And we can afford that, too. You know that.
Would you like one for Christmas?
I would. Would you get it for me?
Sure.
And another article. This, by the way, is in the Week magazine. Despite
An
the
ounce of gold would be better.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Yeah. Remember, it is time for that. Give it to me for Thanksgiving. But anyway, and this is the Week magazine. The other article, same page. Despite the booming economy. Now, you listen to this. Despite the booming economy, 45% of Americans do not have enough savings to cover 3 months of expenses. 30% have more debt than they can manage. 16% have delayed medical care because of cost, according to the Nonprofit Center for Financial Service Innovation. And I want to say this. I seriously doubt at even 45%, that's probably a way high number. I don't think people could survive a month without something. I don't think nobody saved up to cover a month's expenses. Most people I know would struggle to do it. And 2 months, and 3 months almost on the outside. So that sounds kind of stretched to me. But I know a lot of people, Mel, and you do too, that could not raise $500 cash if they need it today. You know that.
Yes, and you know we've been I've been reporting on those stories for a long time, past years that and it's not improving. That's why I like to continue to hear those stories because they're not improving.
No, they're not improving. No, they're not improving, and especially not the IRS says we owe more taxes because they figured wrong. Oh, boy, welcome to the world. And Tulsa, Oklahoma, if you want to go there, Melody, they'll pay you $10,000 to go there.
Mm.
I'm serious.
I like Oklahoma.
They'll pay $10,000 to go. Tulsa, Oklahoma is offering remote workers $10,000 to move there. The city is joining the ranks of other locations in the U.S., including Vermont and Maine, advertising incentives to workers for relocating. The Tulsa claims is the ideal city for remote workers due to its array of museums, low cost of living, and food and drink scene. Tulsa is gaining international recognition for the use of modern technology to better serve citizens, and one of the areas where we see great opportunity is at home for remote workers, Tulsa Mayor G.T. Burnham said. So I just got a question, Melody. Which branch of the government, which agency has earned this money on their own to pay these people? Where's that money coming from?
Where's that money coming from?
Yeah.
Yep.
It can't be the taxpayer, can it?
No.
I mean, surely.
It's going to create jobs and innovation. Didn't you know that?
Yeah. It's like in New York State, $48,000 per taxpayer to take Amazon in there. It's a good idea, folks. You just all got to pay for it.
Yeah,
this is
really
so blatantly ignorant, and people still think it's a good idea.
I know, it really is amazing, and we just got, I just saw a report, hold on just a second, let me turn that down. All right, there was a report about taxes, let's see, feds collect record taxes in October.
I saw that, yes.
Government collected record total tax revenues of $252 billion, almost $253 billion in October. And despite the record tax collections, the government still ran a deficit of $100 billion for the month. I mean, that's not fuzzy math.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
Yes. Yes.
You know, I just sit back and marvel. I like to think that Trump did the tax cuts to really make a difference. I mean, I want to think that. I really do. I know you do, too.
It is going to make a difference for the multinational corporations.
There you go. But, you know, I like to think they'll make a difference for everybody. I mean, that's what I like to think. But, you know, he was all over the previous presidents for raising the debt ceiling and spending more money than comes in. Well, Trump's added, another trillion to it since he's been in office?
Yes. We're heading into a break right now. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival.
I need to hear it just one more time. Oh, won't you tell me again? Oh, can you feel it? Oh, won't you tell me again tonight? Each and every heart is
food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cedarstrom, and I'm here with Pastor Butch Paul. And we're talking about all kinds of things today, but please visit the Discount Gold and Silver website, dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com, and make sure you sign up for the weekly newsletter. And we got great prices on everything. We're beginning to see prices move up a little bit. I think this little pullback that we've had is really just temporary. And we've been in this tight trading range, and it's going to break out. I can't imagine it breaking to the downside, but only to the upside. So it's been a long struggle. We've been patient, and through all the manipulation and all through the government's abilities and Wall Street's abilities to keep these prices, the pressure on the price, there isn't anything else. There really isn't anything else to preserve your purchasing power. So give us a call at 800-375-4188. What's
and
next,
And by
Butch?
The way, I need some more business cards. You only sent me a few. They're about all going. I do pass them out.
Okay? I guess you do. Okay.
Okay. Now, back to something here that I think should be interesting to us. I know we use this, this service a lot, and it costs a fortune. The U.S. Postal Service lost triples even as package deliveries rise. Now, this is from the Reuters News report. And Postmaster General Megan Brennan said because of the business model imposed by law, they're losing money. But anyway, U.S. Postal Service lost almost $4 billion in 2018, even as package deliveries rose. Now, I know for a fact, because we ship things out here postage, our postage rates are actually going through the roof. Would you believe it cost us to send a package to Colorado today? It was two jars of seeds, which probably weighed, I don't know, 6 ounces. $18 and something. I mean, think about that. I mean, that cost over $18, I believe it was, $17.45 exactly, to send to Colorado. Now, the further away to go, of course, the more it costs. But it's amazing to me that send a 10 or 12 ounce package should be $17.45, and they're still losing money. I don't get it. I know that they're, the law they have to control them maybe it's caused some problems, but gee, Melody, that's expensive.
No one knows more than I do the cost of shipping. Our shipping costs have gone from $5, $6, $7 in 2000, and this is registered and insured, and they have raised those prices higher than I think any other area. But they do a good job. They do a good job.
They do a decent job. They do.
For the registered and insured U.S. mail, that the average package now is 25 plus.
You can't absorb all those costs, and people wonder why our prices are high. I mean, the cost of the product is one thing, but the time you add shipping, it adds up quite a bit. And I can't help it. You know, we can't eat that. But, I mean, they're still losing money. They're pointing at $4 billion in 2018. I don't know. I that's way above my head, and I'm sure that what the government makes them do to handle it is part of the reason. I'm sure that's probably part of it. But that's still a lot of money. I mean, a terrible increase in postage. As I shared with you the other day on 1966, a first class stamp cost 5 cents. Now it's 50 cents. That's 100% increase. That's more than that. How much? That's tenfold increase. So you think about that a minute. I don't know. But it adds up when you mail a lot of mail, and we do from time to time. You pay a lot of postage, you know, and somebody's got to absorb that. We can't do it. You pass it on to the one who wants product.
The problem with the post office is that they have to fund their pensions, like, I don't know, 5-10 years in advance.
There you go.
And, you know, they're probably one of the only areas or businesses that have to, that do that. They're required to by the government.
And most people don't know that the post office was not supposed to be a business. You know that.
Correct.
It's supposed to be a profitless government-run agency. But now you walk in, they call you a customer. The post office was to have no customers, perhaps patrons or people come in and use it. But it was to be run by the federal government. That's one of the things that the Constitution gave them the duty to do, take care of the post in the country. But since it went into private hands, the prices have skyrocketed. But, of course, even under government hands, who knows? Mm-hmm.
Well, the thing of it is, I don't know if the post office was ever designed or thought about being the amount of packagings that are being shipped from coast to coast and so forth. I mean, you always had the independent companies, the FedExes, the UPS, and so forth that did those, and now the Postal Service has gotten involved. And the problem, what I've been told by the post office, is yes, a company like Amazon, it really does hurt the Postal Service because they require the U.S. Postal Service to deliver packages at all times, Saturdays, Sundays, and these people end up working all additional hours and so forth, and with overtime, which normally that wouldn't be an issue. And Amazon gets very little charge. So President Trump is correct when he says Amazon barely pays any shipping costs with the U.S. Postal Service. He is absolutely correct.
Very true. He is. Absolutely is right.
That is the one thing I love about Trump. He does call this out. He can't do anything about it, but he calls it out.
And postal workers, some of them at least, make pretty good bucks. You know that.
Yes.
And the retirement is really good.
Absolutely.
So.
And, you know, I don't begrudge anyone for having a good wage and a good pension and so forth, but, you know, they are required, and this is why our postage is going to continue to rise, and it's just like anything else. Here you have Amazon who gets, you know, I can't, you know, it would be very difficult for me to compete with Amazon only because they don't, you know, they don't have to pay as much in shipping. Of course, their products don't cost, you know, thousands and, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars either, so...
Well, you know, again, I don't know. All I know is it puts a hurt on people ordering things because we got to pass the cost on it, and we hate it. Yep. But that's the way it is.
Well, right, Jeff Bezos.
There you go. Okay, yeah. He'll jump right on the problem. And you probably heard, too, that Starbucks is laying off 5% of its corporate workers, believe it or not, because they're not selling enough coffee in the United States. They're going to lay off 350 employees because their coffee shops, because of high competitiveness, are not able to keep up, so they're going to lay off 350 workers. That's interesting. Another Starbucks, and where you go in and buy $5 and $10 cups of coffee, that ain't worth a quarter. And people think it is. That's more power to them. If you think a latte is worth spending that kind of money for, you go for it. I don't want it. I'll drink a red cup of coffee and be happy. If I want coffee, I want coffee. I don't want chocolate mocha or mocha, whatever it is. I want coffee. But that's my opinion. So. If you can afford that kind of stuff, go for it. But they're losing money anyway because the competitors are beating their prices in a lot of areas, Melody, and that shouldn't be a surprise.
No, not at all. But it's just another sign where people are having difficulties. And, you know, I'm not a fan of Starbucks. To me, it always tastes like burnt coffee. Perhaps I was just ordering the wrong stuff, but it's difficult to swallow $8 a cup.
It is. Yeah. Especially with some couple of years ago when Starbucks said this, I have a copy of this, Christians are not welcome in our businesses. You can check it out for yourself. Go search it out for yourself. Starbucks says Christians are not welcome in their businesses.
Mm-hmm.
In their shops. I'm serious. So why would I want to force my business on them?
So, just another sign of the times.
Yes, it is.
What else you got?
Well, lots more here to go. We're running out of time so quickly. There's a couple more things here. But I thought was kind of telling. You may not know this, but then again you may. I fought for years here in West Virginia the biometric picture that you started making mandatory on driver's license. You know that, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And when it first started coming about, it was voluntary. Then it became mandatory. We were told by the state this will never leave the state ID system. It's never going to be federal. It's all going to be just local from now on. Well, we knew that was a lie. For 12 years, I drove without a driver's license. How'd you do it? I just did it. I got the car and left. I went to work. I done what I had to do. How'd you get insurance? Oh, really, I had a company called Puget Sound, which really wasn't insurance at all. It was a company that would help you pay for your bills. You pay so much a month, and they give somebody else that has asked in to do the same thing for you. So it really wasn't insurance, to say. But I managed to get by because I would not do it voluntarily, give a digital picture to a government organization that's going to share it with the federal government, that's going to share it with the headquarters of Interpol in Europe, and goes into a international database. I wasn't going to do that. And our governor here in West Virginia, Manchin at the time, met with me twice, maybe three times, but twice for sure. We sat down across the table, we talked. And on the second meeting, he looked across the table at the guy who was kind of in charge. He said, "You take care of this for these people." And he did. He did. I like Manchin for that. He did do that for us. And the last governor we had before Justice here was a weasel. He would not honor this, so we had to do something else. 2 or 3 years ago, I went over to the DMV myself. I'm Phil Hudock. My brother, Dick Paul, went in. We put on Indian headdresses, put reflecting makeup on our face, red color makeup, looked like more like an Indian. Went in and had her pictures taken with those, and they could not get the picture to take a digital picture. It was reflective, and the feathers blocked her face. but they said, "Would you mind taking them off?" I said, "We don't want to. This is our heritage, and we don't want to. And besides, this is another tea party at the DMV. And do you know the employees there actually backed us up on this? They did. I'm serious. My driver's license, you can see on it, it's a picture of me in a headdress." And after taking my picture about 20 times, now I'm serious now, I really am. After taking my picture about 20 times, they finally said, "Forget it, you know, and just send it in." It wasn't digital, they couldn't get it. Now, that doesn't mean they don't have it somewhere else that I didn't know they got it. I'm not saying that, but I didn't voluntarily give them my uniqueness. My God-given uniqueness that's to be shared with nobody but me and my Creator was not voluntarily given. It's like giving away your virginity. You give it away, you're in trouble. If you're raped, that's a different thing. So if they rape me and get it, that's different. But I didn't voluntarily give it. And if anybody wants to see my driver's license, I'll take a picture of it, and I'll take out the number and send it to you. We actually did that, and so did Phil, my brother Dick. So, but anyway, now a national facial recognition database. Now, pay attention to this. National. It's actually international. Every citizen in Britain now has a biometric database set up to them. Their DNA, thumbprints, facial scans, everything they can do, the biometric, is now tracking every citizen in Britain. Now, folks, this is not the mark of the beast, but it's a huge part of the mark of the beast. Satan cannot track you without this information. And now they get your face, you walk into ball games. This has happened years ago. You went into the Super Bowl. Everyone there was scanned, and they actually caught people there who were criminals and hadn't paid their back alimonies or whatever, child support. They arrested them right on the spot at the Super Bowl because every face was scanned. But now National Facial Recognition Database to use loyalty rewards to identify American shoppers. So if you'll be a shopper at these stores and you will voluntarily give them the right to use your facial biometrics, you'll save money. And I promise you that millions will line up and get this. In the UK right now, they're chipping people and people. I'm not making this up. Sweden, other folks, check it out for yourself. People are voluntarily getting chipped in their hand between the thumb and forefinger, right in the fleshy part, so they can get in out of work without having to throw all the rigmarole, turn lights on and off, pay for snacks, whatever, with their hand scan. And now discussing in the UK to make this mandatory for everyone. Melody, is that getting pretty close to Mark the Beast?
I think it is. Absolutely,
now,
it is.
What more can I say that would make people understand this? I mean, this is for real. I'm not making it up. This is all documented. I've been preaching this for 20 years now, 15 years in radio. telling people that the biometric system is going to take you down the path to Mark the Beast. You remember the show Minority Report, the movie Minority Report?
I do.
Where you walked in and, hello, Mr. So-and-so. You know, we have this on sale today, whatever. This is coming about right now. And no one seems to pay attention. 5G is being set up right now by Verizon. Verizon is saying it's saying 5G, which is a total tracking device on everything you do in your home, on the street. It's very dangerous, folks. Very dangerous. But this is being done right now with our eyes wide open. But don't bother me because I'm watching the ball game. I told you the truth. What are you going to do with it?
You know what? You did. And, you know, the scary thing, the frightening thing is that the youth of today, they embrace it.
They think
it's cool. They think it's cool. They can't wait for the newest thing in technology. And, you know, I hear time and time again just how great technology is, just how great the internet is. And I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, these can be great tools for some people. But for the masses, they truly are not.
Well, they got our young people. Oh, not this young people. Everybody I see almost in any age are right on their cell phones all the time. While they're watching TV, while they're eating dinner, they're on their phones. That is addictive. And I say this politely, but they're too dang stupid to realize that even when you tell them, they don't pay attention to you.
It's not any different than a drug addict. If you tell
it
a drug addict, he's going to deny it, and so does everybody else on this technology.
But on the good news side, there's that Patagonia is a 6'10" Eagle Scout, transgender, and he made Eagle Scout. First one ever, transgender, make Eagle Scout. 6'10" dude, standing in high heels on top of a mountain. I'll just let you know that.
All right. Well, I'm glad you had a chance to share that before we're out of time, ladies. I'm sorry, ladies. We are out of time. We'll be back tomorrow. I'll be here for live for the 20-minute segment, and James Corbett will be joining me on our interview that we recorded last night. So until then, be safe, good night, and God bless.